In the studio with me now, I'm delighted to welcome another of the guys from the 4P studio next door, and it's Izana G. Hi, Izana, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank
you. Good, thanks for coming in. Good to see you. So you've been here, like Lewis, all this week on work experience again and doing the 4P course in the adjoining studios. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, how old you are and where you live on the island and which school you come from.
I'm 17 years old.
Whereabouts do you live on the island?
I live in Ryde.
Okay. And are you at Ryde Academy as well?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And you have a very good radio voice. I think you could go far. So why 4Ps? What was it that drew you to come in and take the 4Ps project?
Well, it's just, I want to be a script writer when I'm older.
Okay.
And I thought I could write scripts for the radio station and stuff, yeah.
And so, I mean, okay, you've been here this week on work experience, and 5 days isn't a long time, but you have been working hard and fairly intensively on the course and learning different skills to do with the 4Ps project. And can you identify in yourself, it's a bit of a tricky one, I asked Lewis the same question earlier today, but can you kind of identify anything yourself that you think has changed in you during the course of your time with us this week?
Definitely, yeah. I would say that I'm more confident in front of a microphone. I'd definitely say that.
Now, when you say in front of a microphone, that's interesting. I mean, I can tell you clearly have developed a very good microphone technique and you have a very good radio-friendly voice, if I may say so. But when you say confidence in front of a microphone, does that confidence extend beyond that that situation to other situations?
Yeah. If I was performing live or speaking in front of people with a microphone, I wouldn't mutter. I would enunciate my words properly.
So a range of what I might perhaps call communication skills.
Yeah.
In terms of your ability to not to feel overly nervous, perhaps talking to a group or of unknown people, strangers, perhaps.
Exactly.
So confidence has been. It's interesting because I'm concentrating on that word because it's a word that Lewis brought up in the same way in answering the similar question that he felt that his confidence had been boosted in terms of his ability to communicate with people and to look at them, to enunciate, as you correctly put it, and to make yourself understood and to feel less hesitant, less anxious about talking to people. And that's been one of the main things you feel you've got out of this this week.
Yeah, and also I think I've learned how to because I write music and I make music as well, so it's kind of helped me with editing and doing and knowing how to fix things when needed to be fixed and
So, I mean, in terms of, it's a combination of things perhaps we're talking about here, which is really what the 4Ps project is about.
Exactly,
it's about personal confidence, communication skills, which you've already mentioned and alluded to, but also some technical skills, which you've been able to tackle and the challenges of editing recordings and scripting and just generally podcasting.
Yeah.
So it's been a good week for you.
It's been a very good week. It's been fun.
Excellent. And you want to go on to be a scriptwriter?
Yes.
Do you have any particular ambitions or dreams in terms of whereabouts in the scriptwriting field you want to end up? I mean, are we talking film or television
I think film and television, definitely. Haven't been thinking about stage that much, but... Okay. Yeah, but film and television, definitely.
But you're a performer in your own right, as you say, musically. You enjoy writing your own music, do you?
Yeah, I enjoy writing my own music. I enjoy acting as well.
So you have a range of performance skills already under your belt, clearly. Mm. But you feel that the confidence and the technical skills that you've been able to tackle this week will help to take you along that path towards becoming a successful scriptwriter, maybe?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Out of all your huge range of skills there in terms of music and performance and script writing, that's where you want to go. Why? What was it that interested you? I mean, I would have thought most young men would probably, given the same range of skills, would have opted for performing in some way, either acting or as a musician. Why script writing?
Script writing, because, I was raised on so many different movies and TV shows, and I just I like I can watch a movie and just get it, and I can listen to music and just get an idea for a movie or read a book, get an idea for a movie or a television series, and I'm just, you know, I'm very like, I can create ideas that easily, and I'm just very good with films and understanding them, and I know which good actors, which not, which
do you think characters. That directing might be something that you'd also be perhaps interested in pursuing as a result of script writing as well?
Well, if I do become a script writer, I would love to direct my own films.
Yeah, and to be responsible for screenplays and so on.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you made any short movies at all so far? Or
I have written a script about a mental institution. Mm-hmm. It's a drama comedy, but it's it's more along drama. It's more like, you know, you can, the moral of the story is just you find love anywhere.
Okay. Interesting. So, we're obviously delighted to have had you with us during the course of this week, His Honour, and I wish you the very best of luck in the future, and I hope to look forward to seeing your name roll up on the credits after a film as screenplay by His Honour G.
Thank you.
No, not at all. And thank you for coming in and chatting to me this morning, and the best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.